reality to you, your home, and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us as usual is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this beautiful sunny day?
I'm doing just fine, and thank you for the intro. I'm raring to go, hey?
Awesome.
Fixing your home, you say?
Yeah, well, I understand that you have a story of a house, and you know, it wasn't even necessarily what we would call a sick house, but it had a problem, and it was interesting how the problem was solved, and I thought, well, this would be a great story to share with everybody listening, because it applies equally to our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health.
Right on. So let's start with the story. The story goes something like this. There's this house.
Once upon a time?
No. Very recently, in the southeast, you know, Georgia, market is not all that great. House is sitting on the market. It's not selling. It's, you know, not even showings. Nothing.
Okay.
So the owner sprays it with aura infusions. They use guardian angel and love.
Oh.
Just like that. And guess what happened? 4 days later, a showing on the sixth day, house is sold. Just like that. Bang, bang. Bang, bang,
wow.
Bang.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just, what's going on, right?
Yeah, what is going on? How can you spray something on something and have that sort of quick impact?
Of course, it's straight woo-woo, right? It's straight booga-booga stuff. This, of course, cannot possibly happen, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, the way this sort of thing happens is this. We are not a physical being having a spiritual experience. We all are spiritual beings having a physical experience.
Hmm.
Before, you know, I wear my body the same way as I, as a driver, wear my car. You know, I get in it and I use it to get places because it can do stuff for me. I use my body the same way as I use a computer. I use it to create stuff or to mold my reality. So myself, as a spiritual being, of course, I have to put on this wetware, and I had to sort of teach myself to use it. You know, when I was first born into it as a newborn, I mean, the thing itself had all kinds of bits and parts that were just blank, you know, sort of like a computer without any programs. You know, it can do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But until you write the code, until you write the programs, until you learn to use it, it's pretty much a stiff hunk of hardware. Well, in my world, you know, when I'm thinking of myself learning to live inside of my body, it took a while. But I still am the spiritual being. And at that level, you know, the quantum level that we have talked about so much, you know, when we discussed the water and how it's possible that the structure of water can be affected by prayer or by the words that we write on a piece of paper and put on the bottle. In that realm of functioning, we can affect our reality. Have you had anything like that happen to you?
Where I've sort of done something and all of a sudden something that didn't work out for the longest time worked out?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually not too long ago. I do another podcast with a fellow on weight loss, and we hadn't done one in 8 months, and because he was, you know, too busy flying off and stuff, and was never really kind of resolved whether he wanted to do it some more or not do it some more. And I did what's called a life balancing process, and within about 3 days the person was actually communicating with me again, and we have pretty well everything resolved to everyone's satisfaction.
It's fantastic. So you did sort of a spiritual surgery, right?
I guess he did. I was just the patient. I didn't do anything.
Right. Okay. But you know, you could have prayed about it. right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you solicited external help, but you could have done a physical change with some vibrational thing. You could have, for instance, sprayed the guardian angel around your home, and extra layers of protections happen.
Right, right.
I frequently use the one that's called the focused. Focus, or I should probably step back and just say some more about these aura infusions. Huh?
Well, first of all, what is an aura?
Okay, assumption on my part.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking about this aura stuff. Like, I'm not sure what you mean.
Thank you.
I may know what you mean, but I think it's important that you explain it just in case.
Sure. Aura is the title we use for discussing the electromagnetic emanation around a human body.
So this is beyond my skin.
This does reach outside of you, and the stronger you are, the healthier you are, the farther you glow. And actually, you can see that, you know, when a really healthy, vibrant, successful person enters the room, it's like, they're brighter than everybody else when you look at them.
Okay.
You know,
we look at them, they come into the room, and it's like everybody's drawn to them as if a bright light came into the room. We may
that's
not be conscious
sort
of it.
Thing. Yeah, well, okay. Most of us have unlearned to see auras. I mean, it's a talent we actually have as children, but because nobody acts as though that existed in our general society, we act as though it wasn't there. But,
right.
You know, you can relearn how to see auras, or you can talk to your 2 and 3 year old kids. And they see it. Mommy is all red.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're really angry. Mommy is all yellow. That's where she's emotionally distraught, like jealousy and that sort of thing. Mommy's all nice and green. That's when she's relaxed and peaceful. And, you know, that sort of
right,
thing.
Right.
People hear that. And people have actually successfully taken pictures of these things. Kirlian photography is one method that's been used that actually makes a visual representation of these magnetic fields that are around us. It's just that we don't have the reference for it in our adult life.
Right, right. Okay.
But we do have the sensory ability to see it, and there are ways to actually capture it on camera.
Cool. So this is around us. We have auras, and that's, I guess, would reflect our state, maybe our health, our emotional state, those sorts of things.
Right. Yes. It shows your state of health. Like when you have nice, even aura, you know, it's about the same distance and a reasonable distance. It indicates that all things are working as they should. When you have dropouts, you know, you will have like a missing segment, as if somebody took a slice out of a pie kind of thing.
Right.
That will be around the area that's malfunctioning. Or, you know, like for instance, if you have a gallbladder attack, you know, right at your right side, mid-body, there's going to be a wedge missing.
Okay, interesting.
So if you're able to see auras, you look at a person, you look at their aura, and you say, "Oh, this is working. This isn't working. This person's lying to me. This person's loving me. This person's hating me." You know, like you can see all these things. They're there.
Cool.
Very cool.
So if we affect our aura. Like, so I'm assuming that, okay, something happens to me and I get really mad, so my aura turns red, and there are probably some kind of health issues that would come up over time if I was always in that state.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a matter of just, I mean, one way to deal with that, I guess, would be to just meditate or whatever and get rid of your anger. But
mm-hmm.
We can also impact the aura, I guess, pretty well directly.
Right, we can do an external vibrational surgery on it. We can take a vibrational supplement, and it comes from very subtle realms. You know, these will be the echoes of the crystalline nature and echoes of the essential oils nature. You know, like the scent of flowers and the vibration of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's straight woo-woo strange, but it works. That's the funny part, you know. I mean, I know that I don't really need to see the electrons or understand exactly what vibrational frequency they're using to power the light bulb in my ceiling. I just flip the switch and there it is.
Right.
I use these aura essences with a similar level of understanding. You know, I know that if I want to be focused, I have on my shelf this aura infusion that's called focus, and you know, or centered, and I just put a few spritzes of it all around me, and I can stand working for 3 hours straight without getting distracted with anything.
Wow, that's
yes.
Amazing when you think about it.
Yeah.
So
of course, you know, it's going to be hard talking to the president of Johnson & Johnson, telling him, sir, if you could just buy a couple dozen cases of these for your office so that you can spray these on your workers so that they don't get distracted with stupid things.
Right.
However.
So how would you put together an aura spray that you could use this way?
You mean like what would you need to do to manufacture one?
Yeah, or how could we get this if we wanted?
Well,
it?
To get this is I've had a very fruitful relationship with a lady whose name is Bobby Courtney. She actually started out as a psychologist, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Classically educated. Actually, I'm misstating it. She was a psychotherapist. But she also is a certified flower essence and gem elixir practitioner. And that's what helped her put these things together. Flower essences, you know, each flower has a particular vibration to it. And, you know, some flowers make you feel sad. Some flowers make you feel joyful. Some flowers make you, you know, I don't know, lose your emotional baggage. That's why people bring flowers to hospitals, because they know that they change your emotional state. You know, she says here, mind states are deeply affected by the balance of your energy field, which can be shifted using vibrational botanical preparations. When you change your physiology directly using these infusions, you achieve psychotherapeutic changes.
Cool.
So I spoke to Bobby at length and, you know, got a lot of stories from her. She sent me some samples. I've used those, and I'm completely convinced that these things really do this this auric field surgery, or at least a massage. That releases whatever blockages exist in this vibrational field and cause changes.
So the formula would be something like this. Your subtle energy fields or your aura control your emotions, and then your emotions control your thinking, and your thinking controls your physiology. Your physiology controls your existence. So what these aura infusions will do is change your subtle field. So if it's stressed out or angry or jealous or not centered, closed down, it starts impacting that, and then that just affects your emotions and affects your thinking and affects your physiology.
Absolutely. And, you know, that creates your habits, and your habits create your life.
Right.
You know, when you're constantly critical, you will create a life full of things worth criticizing.
Right, right.
You know, so or whatever you focus on, you draw into your life. So when you clear the negativity out of your aura, you can actually reset. You know, you can change the direction. You can change your destiny.
So one of the things, Martin, that you often have said to me is if somebody has a disease, it didn't start just like there's this problem in this part of the body. It started somewhere else.
Yes.
So where is that?
Well, in my experience, most chronic conditions start in the emotional field. You know, if I were to design layers of the body, we have the physical body wrapped in the emotional body, wrapped in the intellectual body, wrapped in the spiritual body, wrapped in the causal body. The causal being like, you know, way out when I started this conversation about when I was born and I had some idea about who I should become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be the causal fields. Inside of that would be the spiritual fields, which we can affect through meditation and prayer and that sort of thing. Inside of that will be the intellectual fields, which we can affect with thoughts. The emotional fields are mostly related to our hormonal states, you know, to the endocrine system. So when I have a persistent set of thoughts, well, let's just say this. An emotional injury can be created either through a massive impact or through a lot of repetition. You know, you can create an icicle by few drops of water that are slowly dripping off of the roof. And in a day or two, all of a sudden, there's this massive icicle hanging on the side of the house.
Right.
Just a lot of drops, little drops, one at a time. Or we can... So of course, you know, repetition, I don't know, some kind of a habit that we have, you know, a habit of being critical will create a particular effect on our spleen, which then will give us, you know, proclivity to, arthritis over time. Whereas an emotional impact, like for instance, say the death of your child, might, you know, create an emotional explosion that 20 years later will blossom in breast cancer.
Yeah, okay. So it starts out there in the emotional field or the spiritual realm and works its way, and which is why, of course, we don't start off with full-blown cancer, right, or full-blown anything. It starts off small and grows because it's coming towards us.
Yes, and it's just like I was describing that icicle forming, right? Or,
right.
You know, like these stalactites in travertine caves. Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
You know, like this water that's loaded with minerals is dripping from a ceiling somewhere, and it just always drips and drips, and, you know, 1,000 years later, there's this massive column of travertine that's very visible, and yet, you know, one drop of water at a time, it doesn't look like much.
Right, right.
And it's the same thing in our human body, you know. I mean, we're composed of about 100 trillion cells. So about 100 billion cells turn over every day.
That's amazing when you think of those numbers.
Right, yeah. It's sort of like the planet Earth. Planet Earth is about 7 billion people, so we need to make it about 1,000 times bigger by factors. So maybe that's not a good analogy. Maybe our hard disk with 7 terabytes. And each byte represents one cell. And you keep changing the files on your hard disk. And
right.
Every day you need to erase about 100 gigabytes out of your 100 terabytes. crazy numbers. But anyway, these cells turn over. They are naturally turning over. They wear out. They are not supposed to live forever. You know, your liver completely replaces itself inside of 6 weeks.
Wow.
Even your skeleton is completely replaced inside of 7 years. So as this cellular turnover takes place, if the replication is with damage, there goes your cancer. You know, I'm sure I have at least 25 cancerous cells in my body at this very moment. But my immune system is able to deal with it.
Right.
Whereas a weakened immune system or damaged immune system will create an island of stagnation. And I'm thinking, you know, this sort of emotional impact will center itself around this particular bodily system that relates to that thought, to that emotion. And it will relate back, and it will create this sort of stagnation, which will result in malfunction, which will result in a full shutdown and a tumor or something like that. Anyway, so a lot of these things can be prevented by a very simple aura infusion intervention. I mean, how is that defined? I'd like to actually mention the samples of the sort of blends that we have available.
Okay, yeah. Let's kind of go through some of these and what do they do. I think that's a really important thing to do.
Yeah. One is for balance. You know, like feeling balanced is a good thing. Feeling unbalanced is, having what are they called? Addictive kind of thoughts. You know, like you just feel like you want to get something to change the way you feel. You know, like you feel frustrated, you eat. You feel frustrated, you have a drink. You feel frustrated, you need to go have sex or something like that. You know, like you're looking for something to change your state.
Right, that's right.
And so the balance would deal with that. Spirit of love, we call it feeling loved. That's a great way where you can just deal with the feelings of inferiority. You know, we all know that we're really just pretending to be any good at anything anyway, right? I mean, we're all pretty much amateurs trying to pretend that we're professionals. Some of us simply fake it a little better than others.
Right.
I mean, it's the funniest thing, you know, like when I was a little kid, you know, I thought that people were experts and actually knew something. And then once I became an expert, I realized just how little everybody knew.
That's a good point.
You know, like even with the little I know about the things I do know, I know that my ignorance is colossal.
That's one of my definitions of being an expert, is somebody who knows what they don't know.
Yeah.
If you think you know it all, then you're not an expert.
No, you're in trouble. Or you're 16, you're loaded with testosterone, and you cannot possibly fail because you're bulletproof and immortal.
That's right.
Anyway, so loved is the aura infusion that deals with the fears that you're inadequate, that you're unlovable, that your low self-esteem is actually justified. We just give you the thought that no, it's not justified, you're fine. And also, you know, it will integrate just the sort of thing that you need to feel loved or be loving towards yourself or towards others. So,
well, sometimes we're not really that loving towards ourselves too, right? So I think that's a really good thing.
Oh yeah, yes, the self-critical nature. But it's good, you know, when you're having a complex, complicated, unbalanced relationship, the loved will really help. The present, or now, I use that quite a bit because it really helps me be in the moment, be focused on what I'm doing, as opposed to racing forward, thinking about what I'm supposed to do tomorrow, you know, preparing the dinner, you know. Like I'm supposed to be in this conversation now, not thinking about what am I going to fix for dinner, I need to pick up the kid at school, blah, 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 blah. You know, all that stuff that you kind of chase.
Right.
Or the other one could be chasing past, right? Like fretting about things that I could have done differently or regretting decisions have been made that have been made you cannot unmake, or regretting actions that you've taken that you cannot untake, and just stewing over it, right?
Yeah, so, that's right.
So this spray allows you to just simply be more centered, be more in the now, be the present moment. After all, that's the only area where we can effectively act. We cannot act in the future, we can only act now. So that's a cool one. And the enlightenment, or enlightened, that's a really calming, stabilizing, uplifting, spiritual kind of thing. That's that's releasing the fear. The big existential questions, like, why am I here? Why am I?
Right.
These kind of things bring on the big existential depressions. Like the real heavy, like. Not just feeling depressed that you don't have $50 to pay for the gas, like the kind of existential worries that why did I even bother kind of thing.
Right. Why did I even bother? So that's all about enlightenment.
Yes, that's right. And then there's motivated, which deals with feeling like doing things that you already know you should be doing but are just procrastinating. It's an anti-procrastination infusion.
Oh, I can't ever recall any time where I procrastinated.
Of course not. Oh, good. I mean, your production levels are so high that it's just even visualized that you could have ever put anything off till today.
If there's anybody in the world that sees me put stuff off, it's you, Martin.
But you know what? I mean, one of the methods of dealing with procrastinations is to get deadlines, right?
Yes.
I mean, some of us cope with our natural procrastination tendencies by simply making firm deadlines and committing to more than we can possibly deliver and then delivering it.
Yes. Actually, I read a very interesting quote on that topic the other day, and it was an older quote, so it's not politically correct, because it talks about man, not woman. But it said, if man did not strive to do more than he could, he would never discover how much he actually could achieve.
Right. Yeah, that's very nicely put. My early business development mentor said, if you're not hitting the ceiling, you're not jumping hard enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't have a sore head from hitting the ceiling. You're not jumping high enough.
No, it's not high enough. Hard enough.
Hard enough. Okay.
You need to find the ceiling. But anyway, so this would be the motivated. Motivated allows you to actually do the stuff that you just, I can't possibly, let me go get some snack first. Oh, let me trim my nails. Let me clean up the filing system first. Okay, I'll get to it, right?
Yeah.
Flip it. You just get to it now. Clarity of purpose and sequential movement from conception to completion. You set your thoughts to something that you want it done, and you get it done. And then the next one is called Protected, which is the guardian angel, and that's just a fantastic, fantastic thing. That just simply sweeps the entire auric body of negative influences of others. Just phenomenal. Like if you live with somebody toxic or have to work with somebody toxic and you cannot get away from it, this will just wipe it clear. It's the most effective thing for anyone who has to work with others.
Cool.
I don't think I need to sell that more, do I?
No.
I use that quite a bit whenever I'm heading out into the mall or wherever it is that I'm heading, because it's just keeps me, everything's fine. I get my stuff done. I don't care what's going on out there. I get my stuff done. And centered,
right.
Centered is my, that's my business tool. I use that. Attention span, organizational skills, clarity of thought and memory, recall, all of that. It's phenomenal. For knowledge workers, this one is the most wonderful tool.
Awesome.
And finally,
so if somebody, Finally,
the last one. The last one. It's called Peaceful. It's the dream catcher, and it's a sleeping thing, calming you down. Either you're too keyed up to just fall asleep, or you're just finding yourself not safe or that sort of thing. So it's a sedative for people whose mind is too busy to shut off and let you be peaceful and go. So there. So now you can say your thing.
No, I was going to say, if somebody wanted to know more about these things, I didn't realize there was one more to go. Where could they go?
Well, in Life Enthusiast, life-enthusiast.com, under the brand Aura Infusions, Aura is spelled A-U-R-A, you'll find this. What I was going over is the products. We have 8 of them, and these are the balances. So they are available. I think they're, you know, like, even though the bottle is $37, which isn't exactly cheap, but it lasts a long time. I mean, there are a lot of sprays in it.
And for peace of mind, it doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah. And, you know, people don't... I mean, once you get through the barrier of knowing that the vibrational side of your life actually dictates the physical expression of yourself, then you don't have a problem reaching into the vibrational and fixing whatever is going on in there. It's way nicer, instead of having to take a Tylenol to shut off your headache, to just... you know, spray some balance and allow your body to take care of it.
There's a couple interesting stories on the website, too, that I want to just quickly share, if I could, Mark.
All right. Yeah, please.
One is, I've had a lot of depression and anxiety over the past 2 years, so this isn't something that just started. I'm glad my friend let me know about your Aura infusions. I'm using Into the Light. You've concocted something really good. I feel much better. Thanks. CM in Amesbury, Massachusetts. And then, just to be balanced, here's one from a gentleman from Oakland, California. Before starting Into the Light, I had experienced fear, anxiety, panic, and depression all my life. Sometimes I struggled to get out of bed and would shake with fear. On the 4th day of using Into the Light, I woke up and my usual anxiety and apprehension were gone. My obsessive thinking patterns had disappeared and I was no longer paralyzed with fear. I've continued to remain emotionally stable for the past year. New possibilities are opening up for me, which is a vast improvement in my life. So I think...
I mean, is this a little thing? Hardly. This
no.
entire life has changed, right?
Yeah.
You know, being a fretful, fearful little creature, I don't know what to call it, he's out there, able to step out into the world and claim his spot in the sunlight.
Yeah, that's just so exciting, so wonderful when you see stories like that.
And he didn't have to take Paxil to do it.
That's the other thing. He didn't destroy his body or mortgage his future.
Exactly.
Cool.
So there's the Aura Infusions. It's subtle, but it's profound.
Subtle but profound. There you go. Should use that as our tagline for the next couple. If I'd have known you were going to say that, I would have said, welcome to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network. Subtle and profound. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to discuss maybe their individual situation in more detail with you, how could they get a hold of you?
Call me, 1-866-543-3388. Or I do take international calls at 775-299-4661. Or if you don't want us to pay for the phone call, you can call that line too. And lifeenthusiast@lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com or on our website, life-enthusiast.com. You can find 150 previous episodes, every one of them at least as exciting as this one.
Well, yeah, that's right. And we keep getting better and better too.
And modest.
And modest. We spray them with the Aura infusions. So thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you all next week. And until then, look after your aura.
Vitality to the planet. anyway, thank you so much, Scott. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye-bye.